You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Richard Justice and Allison Footer.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, joined by my co-worker, Allison Footer of MLB.com. We'll be joined by Ken Gernick, who covers the Dodgers. Allison, as you look at the Dodgers, I think you and I were talking earlier that there are nights you look at them, they play ugly, they've had some problems in the rotation, and yet they are just steaming right along. It looks like they're going back to the postseason. They're drawing 50,000 a night. It's a great scene at Dodger Stadium. What do you make of these Los Angeles Dodgers?
Well, I think the same thing that I make of the Dodgers and the Giants pennant race is what I'm making from the A's and the Angels. It's the teams that are taking advantage of the other team's deficiencies. Because, you know, instead of really, like, going on these runs and these surges, it's like everybody's sort of taking a little bit of a step back. And this late in the season, you have to wonder what September's going to bring. But certainly with the Dodgers, they just seem to have so much depth, and they seem to be able to overcome whatever is thrown at them. And with all their injury issues and their uncertainties at different positions, there they are at the top of the standings. I think they're still going to be there when the season's over.
Well, we're joined now by Ken Gernick of MLB.com, covers the Dodgers. And one thing I see September's going to bring is that 10 of their final 13 games against the Rockies and Cubs, the Giants have a little tougher road there at the end. What's the big picture view of the Dodgers right now? Ken, are they feeling good about where they are? Or is there nervousness about some of the rotation issues, about Kemp not hitting this month? What do you think?
Well, they're feeling good about where they are as far as being in the NL West. I guess that's something to feel good about because there really isn't a strong team to make a run at them unless somehow the Giants turn things around and get hot. The other thing they're feeling pretty good about, although, you know, it's kind of hard to brag about it, but that's the schedule. They just got through Milwaukee. You know, they didn't play that well. They lost 5 of 6 in a home-and-home series, and they're still in first place. And now it gets really, you know, they play the Padres and the Mets and the Diamondbacks and then the Padres again. So, you know, they're playing a lot of teams within the division the rest of the way. And so if they can't win this division with the schedule, they're still not going to be able to use a schedule as an excuse.
So last week when we talked to Ken, we were talking about Hanley Ramirez is sort of like the X factor in this whole thing, and you felt that, you know, his health and his ability to contribute is going to have a lot to do with the Dodgers' fortune, which I think is a pretty accurate statement. So he's expected to come off the disabled list when he's eligible, which is Sunday. I've been hearing some, you know, questions just about what position does he go to. With the rebound on the DL, with a hamstring pull, is there a chance that he might get some time over there, or do they just want him to stick to shortstop?
Well, they're pretty coy about that. He was taking ground balls over there seriously, Mattingly downplayed it. The thing about Uribe is when he had this injury last time, he was out for about 6 or 7 weeks. So I don't think they're expecting Uribe to bounce back so fast. And it wouldn't surprise me to see Hanley over there. They're getting good, solid defensive shortstop out of Miguel Rojas. It might be the time to do that. Now, maybe not when he first comes back, but I think you'll see if things are taking on water and they feel that they need to move him over there for the race, it wouldn't surprise me if it happens.
Ken, what's the view of Dan Herron now? He's had some struggles, had a couple of good games mixed in there. What do they feel needs to happen to get him straightened out, or is it just a matter of letting him work through it and try to get his confidence back?
Well, you know, I think the thing about Dan Herron, the people put a lot of emphasis on the name Dan Herron.
Right.
And the Dodgers look at it as fifth starter. So if you're going to get 10 wins out of your fifth starter, that's good. But if you're going to get 10 and 10 out of Dan Herron, maybe that's not so good. So I think it's all about your perspective on what your expectations are from your fifth starter. He was really good early in the season when the Dodgers didn't have Clayton Kershaw. He went through a stretch where he lost 5 games in a row. And so, you know, right away everybody's panicking, what are they going to do? Then he won 2 in a row, and so, oh, he's back on track. And now he had another game where he gave up a couple home runs, and now they're in trouble with fifth starter. So I think really it depends on what your expectations are. And if you take away the name Dan Heron, you know, and he's, you know, Don Smith, and he's, and you're getting 10 wins out of your fifth starter, and you've got Kershaw and Greinke and Ryu at the top, you're going to say, well, if I take those 10 wins at the fifth starter, I'm going to be in pretty good shape, and you, and I don't have anything to worry about. So I think he's almost a victim of his past successes. And the Dodgers didn't get to be the old Dan Heron. They got him probably to win 10 games as a fifth starter, and he's done what they've asked.
The Dodgers have been pretty clear about it. At least Coletti has been pretty clear about wanting to maybe look for some waiver deals, try to fortify the bench a little bit and maybe the bullpen. So they're going to be pretty aggressive, it sounds like. I mean, he's being very definitive about what he wants. So I guess you can't really go out and just, like, find, you know, this middle of the order or middle of the rotation kind of starter, but you can certainly just add some pieces that might help you down a stretch run. So what do you think their odds are of getting a reliever or a power bat off the bench?
Well, they're definitely looking. And, you know, they came up with two starters on waiver deals already. And not only that, over Coletti's history, he's had a pretty good success record of getting players, and not maybe the top name players outside of maybe an aging Mike Greg Maddux, but he does get these pieces to fill the hole that this team has, and he feels if he can just make his team a little better, he's willing to work one of those trades and trade kind of a marginal type prospect. So, you know, he's done that with getting Kevin Correa, and he stepped up and had a real good debut start. He did that with Roberto Hernandez, who's come up with two good starts. So you're not getting, a Clayton Kershaw in a trade, but, again, you're getting a fourth or fifth starter that would be better than what you had. And the timing was real good on those trades because Ryu went down with an injury. They've had three injuries in their bullpen this month already. So they are shorthanded, and they don't have a lot of great prospects that are major league ready. So he's hoping he can get one more arm for the bullpen, and it would be great if he could get a guy who could win a game with a pinch home run off the bat off the bench, because they don't really have much of that outside of Scott Van Slyke.
Ken, you've been doing this a while, and you've covered really good Dodgers teams. It seems like for a first-place team, there are a lot of moving parts. A lot of things have to be shuffled here, and if we can do this, we'll do that. Does that speak well? First of all, is it unusual? Second, doesn't that speak well of Don Mattingly that they've kept it going while players come and go?
Yeah, Mattingly's been good at that for sure. Probably his strength, because he does have the background of being a star player, and he's got a roster filled with star players. So he has a pretty good feel of how to handle them as best you can from the role of a manager. But I think it also speaks to what's really happened over the last 5 or 6 years with this franchise. You know, it got run down. It was in bankruptcy. The minor league system was horrible. You came in with a new owner with a lot of money. They made a big statement by making that Boston trade. But in doing that, they acquired a lot of aging, proven but aging players whose bodies break down. And they've had to fill a lot of holes with other players similar. And so you've got a team that has a lot of breakdowns, and they don't have a lot of minor league wherewithal to just plug a hole. So that forces Coletti to go out and make these kind of mid-season trades to kind of replenish the team, because if he gets a half a season out of some of these aging veterans, he's happy.
It's pretty amazing. Ken Gernick of MLB.com joining us on MLB.com Extras, the Dodgers. Ken, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you down the road.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.